This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
Billy Brownless.
Every day.
Limo.
Is this moron number one?
Where have you been?
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's a very confusing time difference.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, Bill, here we are. The beginning of another massive week. We made it through the Taylor Swift weekend.
Oh, I'm Swifted out.
I'm Swifted out as well. We're going to chat about Taylor Swift soon on the show, but Cam Zuha
from
the Kangas joining us live in studio shortly, in about half an hour.
Good boy.
Looking forward to that. And you know who was at Taylor Swift on the weekend?
Who?
Our very own Mark Howie Howard.
Of course he was.
From the Howie Games. He loves Taylor.
He loves Taylor.
He was there on the weekend. We're going to get a review from Howie to see what it was all like from his perspective. Your jokes, mate, of course.
Yes.
A little bit of heat on it today.
Is there?
It's very important on a Monday.
And a couple of phoners.
Well, yeah, that's right. We're asking you the question later on. What have you seen on public transport? Because Bill will reveal something very odd that he saw on a tram last week.
You got a tram?
Yes, that was odd. That is it. G'day, Limo. How was your weekend? Okay.
I was in Launceston for most of the weekend.
Oh, good. And Let's talk about Tay-Tay, because you're going to talk about Launceston very shortly. But the people I've spoken to, they've all loved the concert, by the way. But where I live there in South Yarra, I've never seen so many mums and daughters and dads walking around in cowboy boots and silhouette, is it? What are those sparkles and all that?
Hang on, don't let him
throw. Little dresses, all that. It was fantastic.
Sequins.
Yeah, well done. Sequins. And I was talking to this lady the other day. She flew down from the Gold Coast with her daughter, mad Geelong supporter, having a great chat. Yeah. She said, 2 years ago was the best day I've ever had at the MCG, Bill, when Geelong beat Sydney.
Right, yes.
But she said it just got topped last night by Taylor Swift.
It beat a grand final victory.
You know why? She said, mate, 44 songs, or about 40 songs.
Yeah.
10 costume changes. But she was on stage for 3.5 hours. She said the boys only went for 2 hours when they beat Sydney.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
Said, mate, Taylor Swift was there for 3.5 hours and did not have a break. Said, unbelievable, the energy.
It is extraordinary. Everyone's just been gushing over it. Our next door neighbour rented his house out on Airbnb to Swifties on the week.
How were they? You weren't there.
We didn't hear any of them. My wife bumped into them and had a chat to them, and it was a mum and three daughters.
Oh.
Flown down from Sydney. Bloody lovely.
Come from everywhere.
Yes.
So well done, Tay-Tay. I think she's changed everyone's mind, by the way.
She's converted every single person. So many blokes were like, I'm going to go taking the
John
money,
O'Brien.
Kids. I'll read a book or watch me bloody Instagram reels or whatever. Yeah. And they were all converted.
They were. Yeah. Well done. Hello, Raps.
Bob, just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
No, it's a man, actually, Derek.
Who's that?
I've been joined by a beautiful lady. Remind me of your name, because I completely forgot. Matthew Jones. Of course it's Matthew Jones. He's a man.
What is going on there?
That was an Irish horse racing cross that didn't go as planned.
Very Irish.
Yeah.
So you thought it was a
beautiful lady.
And then it was a man.
It was a man.
It was a beautiful man, as it turned out.
All right, time for rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time now for
it's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well, we're going back a few days, but well done to the Australian women who cleaned up South Africa by an innings and 284 runs. And the player of the match, Annabel Sutherland, 210. She took 5 wickets for 30 in both innings. So well done to her. But what a Friday for the Sutherlands. Annabel smashed 210.
Yep.
Will took 5 for 51 against New South Wales.
Not bad.
And Tom, the younger one, shot 72 at Royal Melbourne.
Stop it.
Yes. So not a bad Friday.
is he on track to be a pro golfer, or was he just out for a bit of fun?
Well, the old man's in charge of the Golf Australia, isn't he? So I don't know if he's out for fun, but 72 at Royal Melbourne. That's a good day by the Sutherlands. But well done, Annabelle Sutherland, who scored a 200th run like this.
Yes.
Bang! Bang! The question wasn't, will she get there? The romance of Test cricket, the mystique of the moment, the fifth time an Australian has reached a double hundred in Test cricket. Annabelle Sutherland, bravo.
Yeah, well done to her. Oh, speaking about smashings, what about India smashing England? What'd they win by?
This a standing ovation.
Well done, India. Well done, India. 434 runs. They smashed England. England all out for 122, and some are talking about Bazball now, not probably going the way they thought it was.
Yeah.
Because do you see Joe Root, their best batsman,
go
out in the second innings? A reverse ramp straight to second slip.
What's he thinking? Honestly, there's got to be a point where
I'm going to bat normal cricket here. So they got smashed there, and pretty disappointing by the Poms, actually.
Here's Jimmy Anderson, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the lead into this, he goes, even if they get 600, we're going to chase it down.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think so. But also, just the whinging from that lot. Ben Stokes afterwards whinging about the DRS. It just so, mate, you lost by over 400
434 runs.
Put it to bed. This is what he said.
I think you just want some kind of, I don't know, like level playing field, I guess. You know, I think the umpires have an incredibly hard job as it is, especially out in India when the ball's spinning and bouncing, sometimes not. My personal opinion is that if the ball's hitting the stumps, the ball's hitting the stumps. You know, I think it should take away umpire's call, if I'm being perfectly honest. But, I don't want to get too much into it, because then it sounds like we're moaning about that. That's why we lost.
I don't want to get too much into it. That was the 30th minute of that interview where he'd been but he's always whinging.
Yeah, they all pumped.
Did you hear him on his honeymoon, Bill?
No, what is... I don't know if that
he's
was
always
his honeymoon bloomer while he was playing cricket.
And you know what else? This is my favourite stat, though, Bill, from the Test match.
Righto.
Johnny Bairstow.
Yes.
Got his 8th duck against India.
8th.
And now holds the record for the most ducks by any batsman against India.
Oh, Peking duck.
Well, that took over from Nathan Lyon, by the way.
There you go.
They were equal on 7.
He hasn't made a run since he got stumped or run out or whatever you call it.
He's made stuff all. He got caught LBW by Yadav with his third ball he faced over the weekend. He took it up to the third umpire. Mm. It was the most plumb LBW I've ever seen in my life. They played it back, Bill. It was hitting middle stump halfway up on the replay.
Come on, Stokes. Bairstow, was it?
Bairstow.
Hey, some good news. Some good cricket news for Victorian Australian fans. And you know, Will Pekoski making 100, course. Bang, against New South Wales.
Pekoski pushes and he goes through for a run and he'll complete it. And he'll bring up his 7th first-class century. Raises his hands. Well played, Will Pekoski.
Well played. 258 deliveries, so he saw a lot of deliveries. He was out there for a long time. A good 100. And you know what they're calling it? Australia's most popular century. That's what everyone says. Which it probably is, because we all want to see him do well.
We do, because if he could stay out there and play consistently, he'd be in the Australian team.
Yeah, he'd be back in.
Bloody oath. Don't worry about that. Bit of footy news. Final day of the signings period for the list spots. SSP, they're calling it. Hawthorn have signed Ethan Phillips over the weekend.
He's going to be our key defender.
He's
now the blank's gone down.
Down. Do you know much about Ethan Phillips?
Not really.
Lemo?
I don't.
Righto. North Melbourne handed its final list spot to a tall forward, Tyler Sellers.
Yes. Yep.
Kicked 30 goals for the Roos last year in the VFL.
I think he played footy at Scotch as well for Vaffa. I think Joey told us as
Might
well.
Might ask the zoo about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Richmond, McKelty Lefou, former rugby league player. Kicked a goal in their practice game. Big boys, 196, and he's 92 kilos. Big, big boy. So he might be a very good player for Richmond. So they're the spots there. And finally, the finalists have been announced or known now for the NBL. Melbourne United finished on top. Perth were second. They have 2 weeks off, or maybe 3 weeks off, which is a strange setup. The other four are Tassie, Illawarra Hawks, Sydney Kings, and the New Zealand Breakers. So the finals are all coming up in the NBL.
Bill, I've just done a bit of quick research. Ethan Phillips, my man.
Yes.
Played in St. Kevin's 2017 Premiership in the Vaffa.
Oh, did he?
And then he was with Port Melbourne. Won the Fothergill Round Medal.
Ah, right. Yes. Oh, that's a Rising Star.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
didn't you know that?
The VFL version of the Rising Star. That's right.
Righto.
He's going around.
He's a nice user of the footy as well.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the listener app, LISTNR.
Well, I was down in Launceston on the weekend, Bill.
Were you?
Fly in Saturday morning.
Yeah.
A bunch of us comedians.
Righto.
Fly in.
Oh, yes.
To do Grapes of Mirth at the Joseph Cromie Winery. It was a beautiful day down there. Wonderful gig.
How many comedians?
There were six of us.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah.
Really good fun. But when we arrived, Merrick Watts was already down there, and he was one of the people picking us up. They had a few cars there.
Yeah.
So Tom Gleisner and I go with Merrick to go to the car he's in, right?
Yep.
Now, Merrick had arrived at the airport in this Tesla with someone else driving, and the driver got out of the Tesla and went and got another car and said, Mez, you're now driving this one.
Driving the Tesla.
So Mez jumps in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger seat. Tom Gleisner jumps in, and then Mez looks at the car and goes, I don't know how to start this thing. And I'd never sat in a Tesla. I've sat in the back of a Tesla when it's an Uber, but I've never sat in the front.
Really big screen.
It's got nothing except that screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're all sitting there going, staring at it.
Start.
We start playing with the screen. We go to the home section of the screen, try and find help, see if there's a start button on the screen. Then we all start just pressing different parts of the dash to see. Mez is feeling the steering wheel to see if there's a button on the steering wheel. I wish someone was filming this, to be honest with you. And then Tom Gleisner's making suggestions. I'm making suggestions.
Did you talk to it?
Mez at one point goes, hey, Tesla, start.
That's what I
like a hey Google.
You're like a hey Google. And it doesn't start. And then eventually, after about 15 minutes, I Google, I'll tell you exactly what I Googled.
Yeah.
How to start a Tesla?
How to drive a Tesla for the first time.
Oh.
And a YouTube clip comes
So
and they talk you through it and they show you. And you get, Teslas have like a little, kind of like a credit card or a swipe card.
Mm.
And you just put it on a little bit of the console.
Oh.
You just have to put it on the right part of the console and then it starts.
Right. Oh, mate, could have told you that, by the way.
Before
he left.
He could have told us that. We had no idea. We had everything there. I mean, we could have gone on Facebook. We could have watched Netflix.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful map there telling us where to go. We could not go anywhere.
Map of Tassie.
Well, it would have been.
It would have been.
It was.
So, did you get going?
We got going eventually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We got going eventually. That. But Merrick couldn't work out how to stop it. So he's still driving around Launceston now, waiting for the battery to run out. But I thought this technology got the better of us on this occasion.
Oh, yeah.
So on 133353, we'd love to hear from you. When has technology got the better of you? Or maybe there's an elderly member of your family. If mate of mine, Bill, can get a load of this. His mum sent him an email and wrote the entire email in the subject box as opposed to in the body of the email. You haven't, hang on, have you got Wi-Fi at your house?
No. It's coming. I'm just waiting for it to float in. Is that what happens?
Waiting for drift through the window.
And then I've got Wi-Fi.
He also somehow ended up in John Longmire's family WhatsApp chat.
Oh, that was a while ago, yes. Well, John's obviously got a kid called Billy.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he got me in there. But he was in trouble one night, Billy.
I was on
Don't talk to your mother. Let me talk to you first was one of the messages.
So 123353, Limo, when has technology got the better of you?
I was recently on a plane. There was an old guy sitting near me, and he was talking on his phone as he was getting on the plane to sit down. And he was holding the phone to his ear, but he didn't realise he had it on speaker. Everyone was listening in on the chat.
133353. What about this for a prize for you Monday? A double pass to see Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah.
Their Grammy Award-winning duo, Tenacious D, are bringing their spicy meatball tour to Rod Laver Arena July 20. Get your tickets now. For details, head to frontiertouring.com. But we've got a double pass to give away now.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
We are asking 133353, when has technology got the better of you, Lima?
Yeah, I was with Merrick Watts on the weekend, and between us, it took us about 20 minutes to work out how to start a Tesla. We had to eventually Google how to start a Tesla.
They do look like spaceships inside.
They do.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
It's just that screen.
And quiet.
And that's it. And you don't even know because there's no noise.
No, that's right. You don't know if it's on or not.
And they beep it out. They're terrified of white line, everything. You get beeps and warnings all over the joint. That's if you can start it in the first place. Sean, in Cranbourne, when did technology get the better of you?
Happened just today, boys. How are we?
Good, yeah, Sean. Good, what happened, mate?
My internet just stopped working, so I Googled on my phone how to do it, and apparently a device on my computer stops working that makes the internet work. So I tried to download it, but I can't download it because I need the internet to work to download it.
Oh, no. It's a vicious circle.
It is. So what are you doing? Nothing. Not watching internet.
It's a new computer. I can't even plug like one of those old telephone cables into it to make – I've no idea.
Hey, Sean, if I can be your help desk here, maybe hotspot your phone to your computer.
Oh. Can't even do that because the Wi-Fi is the thing that hotspots it.
Can you use your
Bluetooth it to hotspot it.
Tried that as well.
Oh, God. All right. You're in all sorts.
I'm going to have to go see the techs in the IT department tomorrow.
Hotspot it off your phone?
That's what Limo just said.
No, you didn't say it like that.
He did.
Jono's there in Croydon. You didn't say it like exactly like I said it, you idiot. Hello, Jono.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good.
Good.
When has technology got the better of you?
Billy, you'll love this one. So I used to work for one of the big telcos, and I used to organise to move people's home phone and internet when they moved house.
Yep.
Had this old bloke call up who was in Brighton, and he was just moving from one mansion to the other, and he calls up and he goes, "Oh, my phone's not working. I've had to use my mobile, which I'd never used because it's too expensive." I'm like, "Oh yeah, no worries." And I looked at it and he goes, did you tell us that you were moving so we could move your services across to the new address? And he said, "Well, no, you should know that already."
Oh, how?
And I was like, "Well, mate, no, that's not how it works." And this went on for about a month, I think, before he was finally able to get his internet connected. But, yeah, I reckon that's probably up your alley, Bill.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
That's what's up your alley, Bill. thank you, Jono.
What did he just say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
Well, he said the bloke moved and didn't realise he had to tell Telstra that he was moving.
Oh. Movie service.
They and should. Now he's moved, saying, "Where's my service?" And Telstra's like, "Well, we don't
know." Telstra should know that.
Was it you that moved house, Bill? Was it Bill on the phone? Let's go to Troy in Pakapanyol.
That's not Pakapanyol, is it?
It's Pakapanyol. How you going, fellas? Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, good on you, Troy.
Pakapanyol. Hey, you drive a tank around?
I can't really tell you.
All right. Okay. It's undercover.
A couple of weeks ago on a Friday, Arvo, I was trying to make a phone call from my desk phone, and I'm dialing away, and I've got no dial tone, and it's not working. So I hang up, pick it back up, dial again. Nah, doesn't work. Hang up. It was a good 2 or 3 minutes of doing this, I reckon. Mm. It's Friday afternoon. I'm cooked. I'm just ready for the weekend. I finally realise I'm using the numpad on my computer's keyboard to try and dial my desk phone.
Oh, what an idiot.
What a dickhead.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
Good stuff, Troy.
What a dickhead.
Good stuff. Is there a security camera inside the office? Can you get the vision of you doing that?
Oh, I would delete it straight away.
Blow it up with your tank.
Good stuff,
he's
Troy.
Not talking about so it. He's not talking about the machine guns. And
the country's in safe hands, Bill.
I know. Imagine that. China are attacking us and he's ringing up.
He's hitting the number on his keypad. So in Melton, when did technology get the better of you?
Well, we had a girls' night and we got pretty drunk in the kitchen and we're listening to music on Google. And at the end of the night, my girlfriend's trying to shut Google up and she's going, "Hey Google, turn off. Hey Google." And because she was pissed, like Google wasn't understanding. And this went on for like half an hour. And
hey Google.
And we're pissed ourselves laughing. And it didn't turn off. So Google's no good for drunk people.
Google's got standards.
Because she was pissed.
Yeah.
Well done, Susie.
Nice one. Good. So
thank you.
All right, Cindy in Yarra Glen. When did technology get the better of you?
Cindy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Cindy.
Sorry, that was funny. My husband's nan, who was in her 90s at the time, wanted to get a gift for one of her grandchildren and went to the bookstore and asked the lovely lady at the counter if she could buy the Facebook.
The lovely lady would have gone, what?
I hear it's very popular.
Ask to buy the Facebook.
One of my kids want to. I tell you, one of the great ones. Have you ever seen anyone older than 80 years old try and get the camera working on their smartphone?
Oh no. Or text. Or
oh my God.
Answer a call.
My old man refused to get a mobile phone. He was like, no, I can't. I've got too much to take in as it is. I'm not getting the mobile phone.
Who to be like?
All right.
Oh, well, Susie was funny. Mm. Talked to Google and she was too pissed. Her friend was too pissed. So we didn't mind that, actually. Suze,
we're going to send you to the Red Hot Summer Tour, if you don't mind, featuring some of Australia's best acts, including Susie Quattro, Cheap Trick. They're not Australian, they're American now. Unbelievable. John Stevens and more. Ticketmaster.com.au for tickets. That's at Rochford Wines in the Yarra Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that? I'll have to take me piss friend with me.
Good stuff. Hey, Google. Of course you will.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host, Limo.
North Melbourne kick off their season against the GWS Giants and we're joined by their spearhead and good friend of the show, Cam Zerha.
Wants it out of defensive 50. Oh! Oh! Big Zoo! Humongous climb!
Pressure does well, picks up speed.
Zerha!
Risky! Zerha's got him! Zerha!
He's the best tackler ever, Howard. Zerha snuck out the back, dodges two, just about the finish, and he was never missing that!
There he is. Cam Zerha, you have got a good name for the commentators, I got to say.
Yeah, I think some of them find it pretty hard to pronounce, though.
Jim likes it.
He likes adding a bit to the ha.
Have you seen Jim's latest Instagram post?
Yeah, I flicked on Instagram this morning and saw him upload the honeymoon pictures.
Got the doll in his arms and then he's got his shirt off, given the peace sign. He's not right.
I reckon that shirt should stay on.
It's got to stay on.
And he also attempted to hide the fact that was some sort of... He's got some deal going on up there, surely. Lizard Island, so beautiful.
But Jim, leave a shirt on. Skinny little rake. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Bill. 8th pre-season, is it?
Yeah. Jeez, I'm getting old, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah, I know.
How's the body? A few more tats on it.
Got a couple over the break, which was nice.
How many you reckon you got in total now?
Oh, jeez. It'd be in the 50s, I think.
In the 50s. Yeah. Are there any? So you got quite a few speckled around the place. Mm. Are there any that you look at now and go, stuff that one up?
Yeah, probably Luke McDonald's name. Yeah, but he's my captain, so I've got to say.
So you're not going to get that one lasered off just yet?
Oh, not yet. Nah.
Training going too, under the great man, of course?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. We obviously versus Collingwood on Wednesday, so... yeah, it's exciting times. Games are coming around. We played at Interclub last Wednesday.
How'd you go?
Yeah, not bad.
Where did you play? Because you were a bit of a spearhead, kicked 20 goals, but then you went in the midfield and you're going all right in there too.
No, I played forward on Wednesday.
Right.
Which was nice. Stayed in the forward line, me and Nick.
Oh, Nico.
Yeah, he's
Silver
a superstar,
Lucky.
Isn't he?
He is.
He's a superstar.
It reminds me of Brownless and Abbott.
Which one's the zoo?
You or me?
I got hair, though. You know.
No, not that's going back. And whatever's on your top lip, what is what is that mustache?
We got the same mo.
It's a sweet little mo.
Yours is grey, don't you mention.
I quite like it. Well, mine's a bit grey now. I'm going more the chopper reed. Yours is slightly more... sensible.
Yeah, I had photo day on Friday, I think it was, so I had to trim it up a bit.
Oh, Clarko, tell us about Clarko, because a lot of, you like him, and
I love it.
I played against him, and he gets down to Geelong a bit. He's actually a good, fun fella.
Yeah, he's fun. He's a different cat, and he's always got some silly gag that goes nowhere with the boys, but
everyone
laughs because after. But
has he brought out the guitar yet and sung a few tunes for you?
No, he hasn't. I didn't know he could sing.
No, he can't.
Well, he can't. That's the problem. But at Hawthorn, on more than one occasion, he got the guitar and cracked out. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Cracked out a couple of tunes for the boys.
Yeah, he's invited me down to the farm a couple of times, but no, he hasn't got the guitar out yet. So I might have to ask him to get it out.
He cares about his players. He really does. He's very caring.
100%. He's probably, he's so caring. Like, he's always offers up things and his farm to some of the boys, which is good. So, yeah.
He would absolutely do anyone. Do anything. He'd do anything for anyone.
How well do you know him?
Do anything for anyone. God almighty.
I've had
a bill.
Has this pre-season been...
If I hung around Brownless long enough, it would start...
Good. It took about 3 years with Jim, and now it's only taken you 3 weeks. Has it been a better pre-season, obviously, with him there and all that?
Yeah. It's been a solid preseason, that's for sure. It's been bloody hard at times.
Good.
But, it's been enjoyable as well. We obviously had our ground redone the last couple of months, so obviously training out in La Trobe. But, it's been different to normal, but, it's been very positive. As everyone says, the boys are flying this time of year. So.
Haven't lost a game.
We haven't lost a game yet. We won on Wednesday.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's a good start. For the Kangas fans listening, give a bit of love to your new recruits.
Oh, yeah.
Who you picked up in trade period and who you drafted.
Obviously Colby and Zane have got a fair bit of media time, but the guy that I really like is Goad. He's an absolute athlete. He's bloody, what is he, 6'7" or something?
South Australian?
Yeah. Oh, now you're asking too much.
Well, you should know your mate.
But he's so athletic. He's lightning quick. He's run down a fair few boys at training, and he's pretty special. So once he puts on a bit of size, I think he'll be a superstar as well.
Round one?
Will he play? I've got no idea.
I know.
He's 207 centimetres.
Yeah, he's a...
He's born in 05.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
05.
Oh, God.
I know, 207.
Mate, he's unbelievable.
South Australian boy, Wollonga.
There we go. Beautiful part of the world. Cam Zerha, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue chatting next. And we want to hear about you've got a cooking Instagram account.
Has he been told.
I might ask about George Wardlaw too.
Oh, yeah. And about the bromance.
Oh, with who?
Oh, Griff.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bill and Limo, Cam Zerha from the North Melbourne Footy Club has stuck around. By the way, Limo, now is the time to be bound together at the Kangaroos. Join the 35,000 plus members now at membership.nmfc.com.au before the club's first home game of 2024 against the Dockers in round two.
If you're a Kangas fan, get behind your club. Absolutely. Sign up. Get yourself a membership and get behind them this
Skip
year.
Skip along.
Go out there and support Cam Zerha live. But in the meantime, you've got a hidden skill, and that's cooking. Yeah. Cam Zerha, I believe. And you've got an Insta page, @BallsCooking.
Yep, that's the one.
Tell us about it. What goes on there?
I've had it for a while now. Been like 3 years now. And just obviously I have a big passion for food and cooking. And I just document some of my cooking that I make.
So what's your go-to dish? You got a couple of the boys are coming home for dinner.
Oh, you got the boys love a steak, obviously. Yes. So yeah. I got it a while back, but got an Argentinian grill. Mm. And just slap a few ribeyes on there, tomahawks.
Tomahawks.
T-bones, whatever you want, really.
Beautiful. And chips, that's it.
No chips, just obviously salad.
A healthy salad, Bill. Come on. Yeah. Now, what if someone special was coming over and you want to impress?
This happens a lot.
Last time you came in, you might have cooked a chicken the night before. Is that right?
Yeah. I think I did, actually. But maybe like a crab ravioli or something I'd make.
Would you?
Yeah, from scratch I'd make it. Yeah.
Well done. Weren't you going to open a burger shop?
I did a burger pop-up a couple of months ago, just before the grand final last year.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Yeah, good. Had about 120 people come.
Nice.
Sold out, which was good. Mm. Fair few drinks sold. It was a good night.
Good work.
Went really well. So
another one popping up soon?
I haven't planned one yet, but I wouldn't mind doing one mid-season in that bye break. we'll have a weekend off, maybe do a pop up at a winery or something out the Yarra Valley would be good.
Ooh, nice.
Very nice. Yeah. What's the cooking TV show that everyone loves?
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Ready, Steady. That's coming back.
It is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that'll be.
I saw him at the wedding. He said, what about I'm hosting it? I said, mate, yes, no one can understand you. You can't talk. He goes, I love Australia. He said, I'm Spanish or whatever, and I can't talk, and I'm hosting a show. So Ready, Steady, Cook is coming back.
That's the one with the green capskin and red capskin.
Yes, you know it.
Yeah. Good show. I used to watch it as a kid.
Now the bromance.
Yep.
You and Griffin Logue, of course, who played together as kids?
Yeah, we played 18s together both years, underage.
He's come to North, and now you're just inseparable.
Unseparable.
Unseparable.
He's obviously one of my close friends. Unseparable.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Very close.
Yeah, we're close. Why do you say that?
No, I'm just following your Instagram.
Oh, right.
And every shot, it's you and him lying together in a boat on the Murray River.
Yeah, went up to Chuka the other week, me and him, and Kurt Taylor and Darcy Tucker. Super. Good up there.
And you went to Houston, not that I'm stalking you, but you've been to Houston. You went to the Dome in Vegas?
Yeah, we went, me and him went to Vegas.
What was that like?
Oh, went and saw U2 in Vegas.
How good was that Dome?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to go see it in their lifetime, I reckon. I reckon it was one of the best things I've ever seen live.
So how does it work? So U2 are playing and they've got something on this Dome screen, so it looks like you're outside, or how does it?
It's just like, I think it's just like a full 360 screen all the way around. But like, there's, it's insane. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, right.
It's incredible.
You're sitting there, but you don't know how to describe it. Is it a dome or is it half?
It's a big dome. Yeah. What am I?
It's a sphere. But what are you watching? It's a screen.
It's a band. Yeah, it's a band, obviously playing, and then there's just animation behind them.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's 360.
You ran up to the Hollywood sign, you and Griffin.
Yeah, we did a couple of workouts there. It's good.
And then golf down at King Island.
That wasn't Griff.
Oh. Who were you with this time?
That was my brother-in-law.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
But yeah,
been to Portsea, I see, just recently.
I was there on the weekend playing golf, but not with Griff.
There, it's a bromance.
You are talking to me, are you?
Someone else might have been out there. Yes.
You sound very close. The Bear is a TV show I was trying to think of. Have you watched The Bear?
The cooking one?
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes of it.
Yeah, right.
Everyone hyped it up. I didn't really like it too much.
Yeah, but I was a little bit in your camp, to be completely honest.
There you go.
Bear. Couple of players. Tyler Sellers, tell us about him. He's the new player on the list there at North Melbourne.
Yeah, he's a great man. He's he's just a competitive beast in the air, I guess.
Oh,
and,
good.
It's good for us forwards.
Yeah.
I think Suv's been begging the recruiters to draft him, and then, we finally picked him up. So, he's just a great aerial presence, kicks goals. I think he kicked three last Wednesday in our intra-club. So,
good.
He's going to be a good player, and hopefully he can pull the jersey on soon.
Bloody ape. Well, big three beasts up there.
Cam Zerha, we love your work.
The
best to the Kangas this year. Thanks for coming in the studio. We appreciate it. All the best with the next pop-up too. When's that going to happen?
Hopefully the bye. I'll let you know.
Bye round. Keep us posted. Yeah.
Griff's
on
there.
That one. Bill will be following your Instagram anyway. In between time.
Make sure you join the 35,000 plus members now. Membership.nmfc.com.au. Their first home game is against Fremantle on round two. Cam Zerha on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the listener app, LISTNR.
Now we have...
What have you got for us?
This!
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
Very good today, Jim.
And we haven't done it yet.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Billy's 5 at 5:08. Ramsey 3 minutes late. Don't worry about that.
Sorry, Bill.
Zer's fault.
Okay.
Or Zoo's fault, even. interesting one today, because a lot of sports people out there think they can sing. They think they're very good behind the microphone, and they're not. The latest one being Eric Cantona, who is the...
Eric Cantona, Manchester United legend.
Superstar.
Yes.
Well, he has just released his first ever album.
Oh, dear.
Called Cantona Sings Eric. Oh. First tour ever. Have a listen.
That and crying was the world's difference. The friends we lost, the time we waste.
He's French,
but I think he's singing in English. It sounds a bit
is he singing in English?
Yeah. Sounds French.
Sounds like Nick Cave, but like not good.
Well, that's what he said. He sounds between Nick Cave and Leonard Cohen. That's what he reckons he is.
I don't know. All right. Good luck with the album sales there, Eric. Yeah. I've got to say.
So today's list is five sports people who think or thought they could sing.
Okay.
What's at number five, Fat?
I had to put this bloke in, Carl Lewis, superstar, nine-time, I think, gold medal Olympian.
Yep.
And, oh, Carlos, put this out. Can never break it up.
That is terrible, Carl.
It was called Break It Up. Oh.
There were a couple of clues in the clip. Yeah.
So that was Carlos.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, John Daly. The great John Daly. Yeah. His song, I think all the tracks called Whiskey and Water. Did funny this, enough.
So he actually recorded?
Yes, with Willie Nelson. But this is John singing.
Okay.
And it's two types of music, country and western. My old friend Jack Daniels. I'm here standing at the crossroad. One can lead me to
heaven. Yeah, no.
Yep. Yeah, that's John.
No one in this studio has turned their chair around for that one.
No.
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it.
You like a bit of country and western. Bloke from
Preston. That's not the worst you've ever heard.
It's not the worst I've ever heard, but, you know, he has drunk a lot of Jack Daniels in his time. He's singing the truth.
Next up.
What's at number three, Coco?
Now, back in the 70s, the VFL put out back then the footy favourites. So it was a player from each club, the 12 clubs.
One of the greats. Michael Moncrief from
Hawthorn.
Michael Moncrief from
Chimblebush, North Melbourne. Robbie Flower from Melbourne. Lorenzo Serafini from Fitzroy, Trevor Barker, Ray Shaw, they're all there. I've picked out a couple from here just so. Okay. Tim Watson, now a magnificent player, lovely bloke.
Yeah.
Bit of a how. But Tim Watson, great player. But he sang this song, which is shocking. Ruby, don't take your love to town. You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Oh, no. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
Oh, Ruby. Oh. Oh, Ruby. Yeah, don't
take your love to town.
Don't take that song to the recording studio.
That's old Timmy.
Can you imagine?
Oh, whispers.
At some point, the bloke in the recording studio must have gone, well, that's as good as it's going to get.
That's it.
I have to take number 15.
No. I can do it again. No, that's fine.
It's fine. You go home. We got it.
Give us number two, Smack.
Had to put this one in. Stephen Smith.
Oh, yeah. This was just last year, wasn't it?
Two years ago. It was during COVID, I think. Yeah. Oh, you want me to play?
Oh, yeah. It's all right. I've seen you down in your bare feet, dancing around the living room, spilling wine on your dress.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. And the guitar.
He must have thought.
Was he in an elevator or something? Got stuck? Or
he did not with his guitar. Okay.
No, I think they recorded it. He got stuck in the elevator and they did it.
It's terrible. That was another thing, but yes.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. But I'm still confused about. He's Why? Clearly recorded himself,
yeah.
Watched it back and gone, well, this is ready for the socials.
And when it wasn't. But what do you got at number one, Bill? Again, off footy favourites, 1970s record album back then. And it's Mark McClure.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually all right, this one. I didn't mind this one because he rates himself old Sellers, good-looking man. And he sang Imagine.
Oh. Imagine all the people living for today.
Ooh. Not bad. That was Sellers.
That's Sellers.
Is that Sellers?
That's Sellers singing.
It was 100% Sellers.
Play it again. Can we play it again? Because imagine
all the people. You can tell it's him.
Yeah, yeah. Living
for today. Well, that's one of the better John Adam impersonations that's getting around, yeah. I've got to say.
How long was that? 20, 40, 45, 6, 7 years ago.
How many numbers did you just 20, say?
45, 6, 7 years ago. Hey, Bill, you missed one. Oh, is that the end?
That's it. Well done, Sellers, by the way. Yeah, ring in. We'll give you a prize. Valvoline.
Good stuff, Sellers.
I used to sell the Valvoline.
But there's one, yeah, there's an obvious one you missed.
Oh.
And I'm not pulling out Stephen Kernahan either.
No. Oh, yes, actually.
Right. But this is Bill Brownless.
Mm. Oh, no, no, no. We've heard you.
Singing at a shopping centre in Geelong.
Bay City Plaza. Working hard to make a living. Bringing shelter from the rain. Oh, he's a working class man. Right. He's a simple man. The acoustics weren't great.
No.
Hey, big high ceilings. Oh, acoustics.
This is the best part.
He's a working class man.
I feel like the acoustics really complimented your voice.
Oh, it's terrible. It's hard to sing in those big shopping centres.
It's definitely the shopping centre's fault.
Kids and people around throwing their undies at you, or grandmas.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Melbourne and Australia has been in Taylor Swift fever. A bunch of people we know went and saw one of her three concerts at the MCG. Limo.
They did indeed. And Mark Howie Howard is our go-to man here at Triple M when it comes to any sport. It doesn't matter. We go to Howie. He's our man. But on this occasion, Bill, did you know he's a Taylor Swift aficionado?
Really?
He was there on the weekend. Howie,
with his daughter.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. How was it?
Bill, Limo, Radzi, I'm not like a man that goes to a million concerts. I'm a big U2 man. Yep. I've got to say, and I never thought I'd say this, I love Bono, and Taylor Swift was five times better. It was extraordinary.
Oh, five times better.
Bill, this was 3.5 hours of nonstop entertainment. I've never seen the MCG fill of so much love and joy, and I've also never seen so many girls in Melbourne at 11:30 at night walking along with cowboy boots in their hands. Yeah. They had two bad sisters to walk home.
Down King Street.
But Howie, just explain it to those of us who weren't there. You two are clearly, they're a very entertaining band. Every song's a hit.
Exactly.
Same as Bruce Springsteen or whoever.
Yeah.
What does Taylor Swift do? What is it about the connection with the audience?
The energy?
That takes it to another level.
The energy, the performance, the thing that got me 20 minutes in, she stopped. The thing that really got me, like, she's a show woman that I've never seen. So she knows where the camera is. She knows where to look. She knows what expressions to use. But probably 15 or 20 minutes in, she was sitting by the piano and she sat there and stopped and just basically mouthed, "Oh my God," and looked around for a minute and a half and didn't speak, and then talked about the fact that this was the biggest concert she's ever played in front of 96,000 people. And the fact that I think she portrayed that it was a great experience for her, not just the audience, that's the bit that really got me. And then Bill, she just rolls out banger after banger after banger.
Were you singing along?
I did my best, Bill. I spent 4 days with the podcast. I spent 4 days researching. I spent 4 days on a Taylor Swift best of loop on Spotify. Well, so I sort of hummed my way through a few, and then but I had the big ones down. But also, I spent the majority of the summer away, obviously. And my amazing wife Erica did everything for my two children, drove them everywhere, cooked for them, treated them like Melbourne Cup favourites, non-stop looked after them.
Yeah,
I came up with two tickets and took my daughter, and she declared it was the greatest day of her life. So I came in and swooped in at the
number one.
Well done. Well done.
We got to know, how did you actually get the tickets, Howie?
Yeah. Now, Bill, you always ask the right questions. So I promised my – now, I hope my boss at Fox is not listening to this. I promised my daughter –
8 months ago, I would get a ticket.
Yep.
And then the summer of cricket and the World Cup, et cetera, got in the way. And I realised 10 days out, when she said, Dad, how's our ticket? I didn't have any. So the first T20 International versus the West Indies in Hobart, on the worldwide platform that is Fox Cricket. So they're the host, so it goes around the whole world. Oh. I just sort of worked in the commentary, Bill, which was not easy, that maybe I didn't have any tickets and if anyone could help me out. And I honestly had, I reckon, 35 Insta DM messages, and a lot of them look like real dodgy ticketing services. But I got a message from someone who worked at Fox who knew someone whose auntie couldn't go.
Oh.
And the most delightful lady from country New South Wales charged me rack rate tickets and came to the rescue. So well done to Fox Cricket.
So you use Fox Cricket platform to get
played for them, though.
You've got our full support on that one, by the way, Howie.
Actually, well done.
Now, Howie, you have been to many of the biggest sporting events around the globe.
All of them.
Cricket in India.
Been everywhere.
Countless grand finals. Pakistan v India at the MCG last year. surfing at Bowen Heads. Yeah. How does Taylor Swift compare to the biggest sporting events you've ever been to?
Well, I think the grand finals are something special, but the moment that swept me most up in my time broadcasting, not as a fan, but broadcasting, and I was lucky enough to be there for all of it, was when Scotty Boland took six at the MCG. And that was a moment that is burned in my brain. Mm. And this is going to be sacrilegious, but Taylor Swift was better than Scotty Boland. Bill,
what's wrong with it?
Like, I can't tell you how good she is at her craft. So if she'd been up in the bowl with a new ball, she would have taken 7 for 8. Like that's how good she is at what she does.
I'll tell you what, it's the first time Scott Boland and Taylor Swift have ever gone head to head.
Hey, that is fantastic. No, everyone has said that, by the way, Howie. 44 songs, 10 costume changes, and 3.5 hours of non-stop energy.
Yeah, and someone was telling me today that she trains, because I'm thinking, how can she put in this much, seriously, cardio effort and keep singing?
Mm.
And someone was telling me today that she trains singing on a treadmill, which I think is bizarre, but like she just kept disappearing down this hole, and a minute later she'd pop up in a new era, Bill. You've got to be across it.
A new era,
because she went through the different eras of her career, me being the Taylor Swift guru that I am now. But I couldn't. Like, I'm not getting, for me and my daughter and the experience we had and the strong message she sends through about positivity, about being a strong young woman, about taking on the world. Like, when you're a father to a daughter, as I know you are, Bill, and Limo, you've got kids, and I don't know about Razzie, he's a loose cannon, so I'm not sure about Razzie. But the positive vibes she sent through and the way she makes young women look at aspects of their life, I think he's absolutely outstanding.
Well done. Well said.
Tip-top review there, Howie. Mm. Hey, and before we let you go, dropping this Thursday, another episode of the Howie Games with Craig McRae.
Ooh.
Yes. Who was going to Taylor Swift as well, and his wife had bought him on Valentine's Day a Travis Kelce top for him to wear Taylor Swift. He's fantastic. Listen to it. The one thing I'll say about Craig McRae, I've just pumped up Taylor Swift. I came away from Craig McRae thinking, if that bloke was coaching either of my kids, they would be in the safest hands I could imagine. So he is a star. He's impressive. Bill, I'll tell you a quick story. You got time for a quick story?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He won his first premiership at Brisbane.
Yes.
I didn't know this. Tuesday, Lee Matthews came to him and said, there's no spot on the list. We're going to have to cut you. He had a 3-year deal with Adelaide on the table. He walked away from it, said no. And Lee said, right, you can play for match payments. Won the second premiership with Brisbane.
Yep.
Lee came to again and said, not sure about your spot on the list. He stuck it out and won 3 premierships. No. That's all you need to know about Craig McRae.
Well said. Yeah, geez, you've been good today, Howie. Yeah.
Well, I'll be sending the invoice in. Don't worry, Bill.
I know you will be.
You can listen to every episode of the Howie Games on the Listener app, including the full back catalogue as well.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host, Limo.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Friday night, I had to go out for dinner. Very busy night in the precinct of the MCG.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, Tay Tay people everywhere. Actually, I thought I saw her about 28 times.
Oh, yeah.
Mums and daughters and dads and daughters, they're all dressed up as her walking along the streets. So I walked down through the over the river and Gosh's paddock, walked through there and got a tram just outside Richmond train station. So you can imagine how many people were
sure.
around, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything chockers. Got on the tram there, pulled up. I'm going into the city. Nice little
yep.
around there. And I get on the tram, standing room only. We're squashed in like sardines. And I am standing there next to a ladder. There's a ladder. So a bloke is standing there with a ladder. Right? And we're squashed.
Is he holding it so it's long ways?
No,
or
no,
it
up ways. It's up holding ways. It up. So he's the ladder. He's there. There's a ladder and I'm there, right there next to it, pushed into this ladder. So I said, mate, now. He said, don't ask. I said, well, what are you carrying a ladder for in the tram on a Friday night when it's chockers? He goes, oh, I needed a ladder. I bought it off Gumtree or somewhere. Right. He'd been somewhere, went on a tram to get it, and he had a ladder on this bloody tram, and it was chockers. I just couldn't believe it. So hence. Oh. When we say hence, you got to go hence, all right?
Hence.
No, I say hence. Hence.
Hence.
Oh. Hence.
Oh, no. We'll get there.
Hang on. Do I say it after everyone else?
No. I say hence and then you say it together. Right? So, okay. Hence.
Hence.
Oh, we say it together.
133353.
Okay. I think I understand.
What yes. have you seen on public transport unusual? Because seeing a bloody ladder was unusual.
That is unusual.
The tram was chockers.
But people take all sorts of things on the public transport.
I know. What have you seen on public transport unusual?
A double pass to see Tenacious D up for grabs. 133353. What have you seen on public transport unusual?
Hence.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
We are asking 123353, Bill, what have you seen on public transport unusual?
Exactly, a ladder was right there, right between me and old mate. Stacey's there in Cockatoo. Hello, Stace.
Hi.
What have you seen on public transport, Stace?
A sheep.
A sheep what? On what? On the train?
On the train in Pakenham, yeah. Where else?
So, Stace, was the sheep on the train when you got on, or did you see it get on?
No, it was on the train when I got on.
And just, did it have a ticket, do you know? What?
I didn't actually ask him. I was,
so a bloke yeah. had it.
Yeah, he looked like a farmer, but yeah, he was on the train with a sheep.
Did he have gumboots?
I can't remember. Oh. It was a while ago, yeah. But I'll assume so.
Right. Stacey, when the ute breaks down and you've got to move some livestock, you're not left with many more options.
Just one sheep at a time is going to take a while.
One sheep at a time. Yeah. Tom in West Footscray, what have you seen on public transport?
I was on the Frankston line one day and a group of blokes bought on a swimming pool.
What? Yeah. A swimming pool with water in it?
Full of seawater. They sat it down there. They sat in it for two or three stops, then picked it up and off they got.
That is magnificent. That is one of the greats. We attempted to jump in, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was water splashing all down the carriage. It was pretty comical.
That's funny. That's good
stuff. Mitch in Greensboro, what have you seen on public transport?
Hopped on a bus a couple of months ago, fellas, yeah. And I saw the bus driver himself, must have been pushed for time for a lunch break,
yeah.
Eating a whole Coles or Woolies roast chicken straight out of the bag as he was driving the bus.
The tradie's handbag.
Old chook.
I tell you what, though, Mitch, I've bought a few of those over my time.
Good.
They are very tough to resist.
Especially when they're warm.
Oh, 100%, but I could only imagine the slippery steering wheel. Got there safe and sound, but I was a little worried.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's good.
Glenn in Pakenham, what have you seen on public transport?
I saw an old fella walk on with a pet goat.
With a goat. Train, where were you?
I was on the Gippsland line.
Gippsland.
And, old fella, he had a little what do you call it, like a bridle that a horse had around its neck and a little lead, and he just walked it onto the train and sat down and off he went for wherever he was going.
Goat.
Very nice. I mean, if you can't take your goat with you on the train.
Where
can you take your goat?
Probably to the paddock. Just down the back there.
You've got to let it assimilate with society. Thanks, Glenn. Matt in Mornington, what have you seen on public transport?
Hey, boys. A couple of years ago, there was an old punter on the Frankston line, and he had a camping cooktop set up, and he was cooking some snags. It was set up on some milk crates, and it was a pisser.
He actually
had a barbecue or something.
Yeah, he was just cooking snags.
So it was a functioning cooktop, and he's actually properly cooking snags.
Snags.
Yeah, there was a video that went on Facebook, and it went viral. Gold.
That is.
Bit goes on the Frankston line, doesn't it?
It is nuts. I mean, it would have been quite the party if he was on there at the same time as the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, or the goat.
Or the goat, for that matter.
Wow.
Or the sheep. Would have been a nervous sheep and a nervous goat, Bill, if they'd seen the barbecue spark up on the train.
And the whole chook. There's been a bit going on.
We've got a chook, a goat, a sheep, a swimming pool, a barbecue.
I think it's hard to beat the swimming pool.
The swimming pool in the Frankston line.
Tommy, West Footscray.
Hello, Scott.
Well done, Tom.
Mate, you and a mate are heading along to see Tenacious D. Because their Spicy Meatball Tour is coming to Rod Laver Arena July 20. You can grab your tickets now. And details at thefrontiertouring.com. You're going to see Jack Black and Tenacious D. How good?
Fantastic. Thanks very much, guys.
Well done, Tommy.
Good on you, Tom.
But good call, is it? Stace, the sheep, and Chook, and the goat, and some good snags.
I want to know more about that bloke that was cooking snags.
I just couldn't wait
till he got home.
Feel like one right now.
You do, don't you?
Like a burnt one with tomato sauce and bread. That's all you need.
Yeah, I don't want it burnt, but I just nice fresh bread, beautiful fresh bread.
Mm. What are you having for dinner?
A little tomato sauce. We're having tacos tonight. Oh, Taco Monday at our house.
Yeah, is
there
it?
You go. Yeah. Mm. Well, we're having Bill's joke, and that's coming up very soon on the Rush Hour.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
Of course, we are doing it all, Limo. Thanks to our mates at Makita Tools. Gone are the days of tripping over cords or searching for an outlet. Makita brings cordless convenience, and it's a game changer.
Oh, see, I might get involved now. I was always scared I'd trip over a cord and put a drill. Somewhere where it doesn't belong. But you don't have to worry about that now. And if you checked out, Bill, Makita's XGT range, it's like stepping into the future of power tools. Ooh. 40 volt and 80 volt max.
80.
That is some serious juice for any project.
That is 80 volts, no doubt about that. And if you're struggling to get your Makita power tool back from a mate,
nothing worse. Yep.
Come on, mate, give it back. Dob them in and you can win a 200... Even 2,500 Makita XTG power tool set. The whole lot, 2,500.
Not bad. Not, who wouldn't want that, by the way?
Say, how do I win that?
Well, you get involved. You go to the Triple M win page right now.
How do you win it, Bill? I'll tell you how you win it. You go to the Triple M win page now.
And what do you win?
You win a 2,500 Makita XTG power tool set.
Yes, it's finishing soon, so make sure you head to the Triple M win page and dob in a mate who has stolen your tools and won't give them back. Bill's joke is wrapping up the show next, Limo.
I'd say it's been a big weekend. I need a Monday joke.
Oh, yeah.
I think most people, Monday's probably the most important day for the joke. I don't want to put added pressure on here, Bill.
No, I'm feeling
it. But I think as people are driving home on a Monday, they need a little smile before they get to the front door.
Need to be lifted, Bill.
Yes.
I'm feeling it. Shush.
It's coming up next on the Rush Hour, Bill and Limo.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour. Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
And we are ready for your joke, Bill. Ooh. As we discussed earlier, it's Monday. People are just trying to get back into the week. It's been a big weekend, so they need a lift before they get home.
Who we got on tomorrow?
We've got Tommy Duday on.
That's your other duty.
That was my other job. I totally skimmed over that entire conversation we had before this break started.
3 seconds ago. Tom Duday, who's mum.
What is he?
Listens to the show in Lara.
He's a fan and he's a movie buff as well. We might tap into that tomorrow. You know, he does his own movie reviews, Rabs. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah, on Instagram and TikTok or something.
He told me.
Bill, these are off-air conversations.
Who else we got on? Someone from Victorian cricket.
Yes, we might have the big chief or Scotty Boland. We'll get someone.
Who we got?
Who? Scott Boland.
Scott Boland.
Took 8 wickets.
Okay. Good stuff.
I saw him last week too.
I saw him last week.
Where?
At the Bot.
At the Bot.
I stole your story.
Anyway, time now for
End the Day with a Laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
You wouldn't believe this, Limo. I was at a festival on the weekend.
You were at a festival on the weekend?
And a cop with a drug-sniffing dog come up to me and said, "This dog tells me that you're on drugs."
Right.
I said, "I'm on drugs. You're the one talking to the dogs."
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Zoe told me that one.
Oh, no.
She's been overseas.
Well,
it's Monday. It's Monday, Rabs. Come on, Rabs.
It's Monday.
Yes! Done you, Rabsy. It wasn't bad. You'll use it. One of your gigs. Launceston or wherever you're going next.
Where am I going next? I'm in St Kilda tonight.
Oh, there you go.
The local.
How many gigs do you do?
The local tap house tonight.
Oh, that's round the corner, is it?
Yeah. There you go. That's where I'll be tonight.
Nice.
Tapping out.
I'll be tapping in. I won't be tapping out tonight.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.